Blog Talk Radio.
Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way.
Hey, we got a fantastic show for you. You're listening to BGE Radio, powered by WTV. We're doing it easy way, baby, and we're giving you what you need. I hope you're ready for the ride.
We doing work the easy way, what can I say? Carolina, yeah, the California, yay. Making moves, red carpets and major interviews. By the fire, ready and now we never lose. Never stop and never play, we go getters. Never play, just rolling the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way.
WTV, and I really got to get myself my another announcer. I don't think I'm a good announcer. I got to do the hosting thing. But you guys, we got an awesome show coming up. Once again, man, we want to say thank you to all the fans first and foremost. All the fans, we love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. I see 4 phone calls. We are gonna be getting to all the fans, anybody that wants to talk to our guests, talk to myself. Pretty soon, I'm gonna get to a couple specific things that we always do. I know we have a lot of listeners that always wants to know about the trippy trending topics. So our trippy trending topic of this show, and today is September 18th, 2012. I'm your man Easy, and this first trippy trending topic, and pretty much the only one that we're going to be talking about, because we have a wonderful guest and we have a lot to get to. We have Kourtney Kardashian turning to Nicole Richie for a little bit of advice, it sounds like here. So here's what's going on. Kourtney Kardashian and Scott Disick may have seemed like happy parents during their televised birth of their daughter Penelope. But behind the scenes, Kourtney is reportedly turning into another reality star. Okay, so here's what's going on. Basically, Kourtney Kardashian and Scott Disick seem to be happy parents, and they are basically turning to the reality star for advice on how to salvage their relationship. Now, this is via the National Enquirer. You guys can go on Yahoo right now. You can look at it. This is one of the biggest trending topics right now. So it says publications have been reporting on rock relationship between Kourtney Kardashian and Scott Disick for nearly as long as they have been together. Scott has been accused of shirking his responsibilities with the family in favor of partying, and they have reportedly even been sleeping in separate beds. You guys can read the rest, you guys, if you want. You go to Yahoo and just check out that topic. But I guess there's something going on there. Who knows? So we got a couple shout-outs we got to do. Got to give the love to all the fans and everybody that's tweeting me. I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to talk a little bit about what we've done. We went to a couple events lately, and these events were pretty awesome. And I'm trying to open up my tweet feed here to look at some of the shout-outs we promised we'd be giving some people. First and foremost, we're going to shout out Sarah Winchester. Sarah Winchester, good friend of mine from Real Housewives of Orange County, Real Sarah page. on Twitter. You can look at my Twitter feed and follow her. Great, great girl, doing some great things. Shout out to Sarah Winchester. And then we have a couple other special shout outs to Global Crucible, globalcrucible.org. We just did a wonderful event with Global Crucible. It was great. Hung out with our girl Melissa Lee Ellen, which is going to be a producer with the Bravo show and like a couple other shows. Shada Prince, which is actually a special person, and the reason we're doing some really special stuff is because of our guest. Our guest actually introduced us to Shada Prince, and we'll kind of get into that. We have Marine and Serena Celestino. I hope I'm saying that right, Celestino. I love my fans on Twitter. I appreciate you guys shouting out, and I'm going to go ahead and throw that Twitter handle out there too. Marine is Hell and Bliss 8. She's always supporting me. I appreciate you girl, and thank you for noticing that I support my fans. She sent a tweet, "You are so good to your followers. I wish more people loved and support their fans like you do." Of course, man. Without fans, without your supporters, you have nothing. We also want to shout out Brenda with My Life Sucks. That's her Twitter, My Life Sucks, with the SUCS, if you guys want to follow her. Brenda's been a great supporter. And then Serena Celestino, I hope I'm saying that right, is at @that_girl_Serena. Serena. And then also we want to shout out Bella Boo Babe. You guys can follow Bella Boo Babe, BellaBooBabe. And the reason we want to shout Bella Boo Babe is they are sponsoring a really cool gift bag contest we're doing for teen self-esteem. We just did a really awesome event, and it was a festival in Huntington Beach, California. We hung out with Monique Coleman from High School Musical. We hung out with Shane Sparks. We hung out with Eva's Universe, Karina Rico, which is one of the stars in Nick Cannon's new movie. A whole bunch of great people were there. Ace guy, and YouTube sensations, Kian and Sam. These kids are crazy. And big, huge, giant shout out to Sam Potteroff for shooting that tweet out and getting me like 50,000 followers in like 1 hour. Your fan base is ridiculous, dude. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I know some of your fans are probably listening right now, and we're going to be doing some awesome things with those kids. A lot of good things happening, guys. We have a lot to talk about, but we have to get to our guest, man. She's been anxiously waiting on the line. Really, really good friend of mine, and I want to make sure you guys know that most of my guests that I do have on my show are personal friends. I've known them for years. I'm proud to call this guest a personal friend. We've known each other for quite some time. You guys would recognize her from All That Is All That. I should have had the theme song. I know I can't sing it if I hurt any of your guys' ears. I'm sorry. I apologize, but I was just trying to make you remember that show. It was on Nickelodeon. Real, real popular show. She was one of the stars of that show. She's also known for 35 and Ticking with Tamla Jones and all those wonderful, wonderful people. If you guys have seen the movie 35 and Ticking, she is on the line. Without further ado, we have Miss Angelique Bass. What's going on, girl?
Hey, how you doing?
We are doing great. We are so happy to have you on the show. We're doing fantastic, and we want to hear about you. We got a lot of people listening. You got me listening, and I know all of our fans that are listening right now want to know how did it start for you, girl? I mean, how old were you? Where were you? Give us all the details. What was that first situation to the second situation to the second job, third job, fourth job, all the way to where you are now?
Okay. I have to give all props to my mother. She put me in when I was 9 months old, so pretty much I came out the womb straight into the entertainment business. I had booked a Borax ad, which back then it was a detergent, and it was a modeling gig. And actually, a couple of the actors that were in that particular advertisement were from the original show, The Odd Couple. I know some of the young cats probably won't know about that show, but it was a very old show. It was around with I Love Lucy and, the Munsters, that time era. After that, my mom just kept me in the industry. I had booked the AT&T commercial. I did a lot of theater. That's one thing that she definitely made sure I always had a lot of training. Betty Bridges, which was Todd Bridges' mom, she actually was my first acting coach. And, So, I've always had that kind of training. If I wasn't working, my mom either had me in, you know, recitals. Actually, a lot of people don't know this, but I used to sing. I mean, I still sing, but that just, for some reason, I just went the rapping route. But I used to sing pretty good. I did a lot of recitals. One of the first songs I did was Change the World. So, you know, and it was pretty awesome. Like I said, my mom did a lot for me. How I got all that, because that's really like the main thing everybody wants to know is how did I get all that? I was actually in a talent show. I had just finished leaving from one of my acting classes, which was at Paramount Studios, because Paramount Studios used to have an acting conservatory. And we were going by, and she saw that the Ivar Theater was having talent shows. She entered me in, and one of the producers of Unsolved Mysteries had came to one of the shows. And he actually was good friends with my agent at the time, and he ended up telling him to come back, told him about me. I ended up winning the competition. He ended up sending me on the audition. We did like 10, maybe 12 auditions, no exaggeration. And they ended up liking me. The audition had to do with a lot of characters, improv, dancing, everything my mom had put me in as far as training, they asked us. I did Urkel, and they were in love with Urkel, and that's one of the characters that ended up making it to the show. And it was pretty much all she wrote from there. Once I got all that, it was just amazing. It was a great experience. Got to meet a lot of different people, and I wouldn't, you know, trade it in for the world.
Oh, that's awesome that your mom was real supportive. You know, my dad's real supportive of my career as well. And it's always good when you have that family backing. And I know that some people are tweeting right now for you. We want to shout out Kiki underscore Morales, and she's retweeting. Right now, she's telling people about the show. We appreciate that, Kiki. Well, you're on the Easy Show right now. You're ready to do it the Easy. Did you get pumped? Did you do your stretches? You know?
You stay ready.
I know you do, girl. Well, if you're wondering, guys, the first song that we played in the beginning there, that was actually a song called Can't Fade Me Now by Angelique. So that was Angelique singing, and we're going to go ahead and play that song, because I promised her we'd get that whole song in, and it's a really awesome song. You guys can go on YouTube and just type in Angelique Bates, Can't Fade Me Now, I assume, and they can watch it. It's a real cool, like, green screen, 3D. Well, you can't see the green screen, but it's obviously shot at a green screen, and it's got, like, really cool 3D trippy stuff behind her, and she's acting all bad, like she's from the streets. And she's like, yeah, Can't Fade Me Now. What?
You know.
Yeah, and you guys can also check it out at WTVNetworks.com. Click on Who's Hot Radio. Click on Angelique Bates, and please click the tweet button and the share button and share this show if you're enjoying it. But it's a really awesome song, so we're gonna go ahead and play that real quick for you guys. And I want you to tweet us, post our comments, and let us know what you think. And you're listening to BGE Radio, powered by WTV, and I'm your host EZ. Here we go.
stars in the sky. I'm talking ballin' endless trips every year. I'm talking London, black cars with the gift. Don't get it twisted, it's the life I live. I'ma go hard in the pain and as it multiplies, I'ma skip all the way to the bank. Look up in the sky, thank God that I made it. This is a dream, and please don't wake me now. Oh no, can't save me now. Uh-oh, uh-oh. Can't save me now. Can't
save
me.
Yes, sir. You guys are listening to BG Radio, powered by WTV. I'm your host, EZ, and that was Can't Fade Me Now by Angelique Bates from, I mean, Angelique was in Nickelodeon, little sweet Angelique in Nickelodeon, she's all that, and then she turns into like, are you a rapper now, is that what you're doing, you're just like, can't fade me now, what?
Actually, I was rapping back on Nickelodeon, third season, which was the season, actually, I wasn't on third season, I only had two seasons, for the third season, I was actually supposed to perform, but my contract ran out, so no one ever got to see me, you know, perform and actually see what I could do. So actually, I've been doing this for a while. It's just now, you know, starting to get a lot of attention.
Well, you know, I was bobbing my head and I was thinking of a dance. You know, shout out to my boy Shane Sparks too. I hope he's listening and maybe Shane can come up with a "Can't Fade Me Now" dance or something.
Right.
You know. But, yeah, if you guys ever want to see me dance, I actually just danced at Global Crucible. If you watch the video, go to youtube.com/Eric Zulli. You'll see me busting it down, breaking it down. There's some beautiful models coming to their fashion show. We should have been playing Can't Fade Me Now behind the fashion show. It's kind of like it's got the sound that could be on a fashion show. It could also be dancing, grinding on the dance floor. It's also got that inspirational, you know, feel to it, really great lyrics. You know, you can't fade me now, haters can't touch me. No. But it's got a different different touch to it. You know, I commend you.
Right.
Props. I hope everybody else's vertebrae is okay. You know, anybody that's listening right now, I hope they didn't bother their neck too bad or whatever. So I know you got a new music video coming out with that song. Tell us about that, like the behind the scenes, who's involved, what's going on?
You know what? I was really excited about it. I'm super blessed because actually I was supposed to have it filmed earlier this year, and a lot of my fans are like, oh, where's the video? Because I got a lot of great feedback from this single. And finally, I did the music video at QB Sound Studio, which was pretty awesome. QB, whoop. It was green screen and everything, and the team is awesome. We collaborated. I gave them ideas, and they were awesome. Like, the time frame that it took for them to do everything and just the filming, and, you know, I have to give a shout-out to my cameo, Denzi from Mo Thugs, and T.Y. From Mo Thugs also, and shout-out to Lazy Bone because, you know, they came through and they showed love in the video, and I really appreciate that.
Wow, that's big. That's yeah. I remember I interviewed Lazy Bone a while back, and that was like pulling teeth. I'd rather be in a dentist chair than trying to interview that dude. That's very tough to get a hold of Mr. Lazy Bone. So I am commending you on that one. Bowing down. Yes.
Awesome. Thank you. That's my big brother. Like, we go back like 15 years, so he already knows what he is. I know exactly what you mean, but yeah, it's all love. He's a very busy man.
Yes, well, shout outs to Big Sloan as well, his brother, and the whole Bone Thugs family. And you know, I had Busy Bone on the show a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
about month, 2 months ago, whatnot. He's supposed to be getting involved with QB. And by the way, if anybody doesn't know what QB is, I know they're probably like, QB, what's that? QB is a 3D interactive desktop new social network. It's the hottest new technology. And I have a talk show coming out on QB on your desktop. It's going to be really cool. And Angelique will be in it doing her Can't Fade Me Now, pop in the background.
Whoa.
And it's just so much fun. It's like a 50,000-foot green screen. It's like a party. I mean, it's ridiculous size, huge head. corporate headquarter building, and it's just amazing. So I assume you have a channel on QB.
Yes, I do, and I'm super excited about that. I get to walk out on people's desktops and dance around, and you know, tell them to check out my videos. It's pretty awesome. Oh, and I got to give a shout out to my glam squad because Erica and E Burns. Oh my gosh, they killed it. Like as far as my wardrobe, it was just on point. My hair was done by Brittany. She had me looking like a diva, and Alex, she did my makeup. It was just everything was just so perfect. And QB, like I said, they did the final touches, and I'm really happy with what came up.
Oh, awesome. Well, hey, if you need any of that graphic designs, I just saw a tweet from my boy Anthony Armenta. He's probably the best graphic designer in the planet. You guys can go to www.anthonyarmenta.com. His designs is like 3D animation, ridiculous. I mean, he's like the only one that can do it. And if people like the Twitter stuff you see I have, the Facebook stuff you see I have, the banner, the radio stuff, all the graphics right now is being done by him and also Nancy. Shout outs to Nancy and Ciano. But you know, I know everybody needs that, and it's just crazy. And it's not as trippy as Angelique's music video. With all, I mean, literally, I felt like I was being hypnotized watching your video. Yeah, besides you bobbing back and forth and looking all cute, doing your street thing, gangster thing, the background just trips you out. You guys got to check the video out. I'm telling you, go to YouTube.com and search "Can't Fade Me Now" Angelique Bates and post your comments and tell me if I'm right or if I'm wrong. It's amazing. So Angelique, you have a lot of cool things happening. Tell us, I mean, you know. You had 35 and Ticking. You were in there with a great cast. You know, tell us about that experience.
That was another blessing. I've always wanted to work with Mike Epps. I do stand-up. So, you know, there's a stand-up family that I'm from, and just to work with him has always been a dream. So I booked this movie, and I didn't even know that he was going to be in it. How crazy is that? And we're doing the table read, and he hadn't, you know, arrived yet. I'm looking down at my script, and something makes me look up, and like Mike Epps is sitting right in front of me, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, like this Mike Epps. Like I had a real Hollywood moment for a second, and I'm texting my mom, I'm like, oh my God, I'm in a movie with Mike Epps. Like it was super dope. And his wife is in the movie, Megan Good, which, you know, another one of my childhood friends was in the movie. You got Kim Whitley, who actually I've performed at a couple of her comedy clubs. Ha Ha Cafe is one of them. And it was just so great. Oh, my gosh, you got Linnell. Everybody. Like, I can't even think of all the names that's in this movie. Like, I was just so pumped. I was like, it's all gravy, baby.
Well, there you go. All you girls are my girls. Shout-outs to all those girls, Megan Good, Linnell. By the way, shout-outs to Dijon Tolton for his new music video. You guys got to check it out. Wild Out is hot. Megan, I think this is actually the first thing Megan's directed. She directed the whole music video, and she's got a whole bunch of projects. But yeah, shout out to that whole family, Lunell. Of course, Kim Whitley. In fact, we got to bring Kim down to my shoot. We got to bring them all down to my shoot on the 27th. The first talk show shoot for QB. But we got to talk, girl. We seem to have a connection that we don't know about here.
You know, I actually did a cameo in Dijon's music video, so I'm excited about it. So I can't wait to see it, because Megan did an awesome job, and actually she's done other projects. Like she's done a couple plays as far as, you know, the directing and a couple movies, but like this is her first music video debut, and she did an amazing job, and her husband Devon was there, and it was just a great support team, and all the family, all our childhood friends was there just supporting each other.
Oh, and props, and very, very happy for you, Megan, for your newly wedded life, you know, congratulations on all that. So Angelique, you're doing it. You're doing it the easy way, and you guys are listening to BG Radio, powered by WTV. You can follow me at ericzuley, and you can follow Angelique at
Angelique Bates. And you just follow me, and trust me, you're definitely going to be in for a whole lot of updates. I have funny comments, I have series, I have inspiration, I have everything. So, you know, I tweet a lot.
I didn't know you did a lot of the comedy stuff. You know, WTV is actually going to be doing a comedy contest, the CC by WTV, actually. And
oh, wow.
Go ahead.
Oh no, I was gonna say, yeah, I've been doing, that's another thing I gotta thank my mama for. I've been doing stand up for years. Like, I got my start at the Laugh Factory. I was in Damon Wayans boot camp, and Dave Chappelle was actually one of my mentors. And Tony Moore and Jay Moore were one of my mentors. So, you know, I've been doing it for a long time. A lot of people just been asleep on me.
Nice.
Yeah.
We also want to shout out Ja Millie Wilborn, the only Ja. She's just tweeted like literally 19 different times to follow. That's really cool of you. Thank you. Appreciate it. So Price Crown, you know Price Crown from 10 Things I Hate About You?
Yes.
Price Crown is actually going to be heading up the comedy contest on WTV. He's going to be bringing his comedians in and doing all this stuff, and he is the funniest voiceover master. He's also going to be the one doing the voiceover for my show. It's going to be a real, real cool contest. We'll definitely enter you. Any comedians, anybody that thinks they're funny, anybody that thinks that they can step to me, no, I'm kidding. wants to get to the contest, you can easily go to submit, SUBMIT, at WTVNetworks with an S, .TV. So submit at WTVNetworks.tv. We will review your stuff. And what we do is we put out a page. WTV is a great entertainment news network. It's also a web outreach company. It helps people brand themselves and saturate themselves in Google, get really recognized. We put a page together. There's going to be a certain section for comedians. And we also do actors and models and artists. But mainly we're going to be featuring on comedians real soon here. And we make a special page with your reel, your funniest stuff. I mean, we do everything we can to promote you. So just being in the contest, you're definitely going to be promoted to our 500,000 people on social media. And the winner gets on my radio show, gets a chance to get on the television show and all that fun stuff. So it's going to be real cool, magazines and everything. We also want to shout out Washington Times. We do a lot of cool articles on Washington Times. So you can go to Google, type in Eric Zilli, Washington Times. You'll see my articles. And Designer Original Magazine, Fan TV. I need to put the stuff in front of me. There's just too much. Fan TV, iconnews.us, Rock This Magazine, and everybody else that I may have forgotten. I love you, and I will tweet you the shout-outs. But Angelique, now, so 35 and ticking, great experience, awesome. We have some callers, we have some fans, we have some people that I think want to talk to you. So we're going to go ahead and grab a couple calls. It's 12:30, and that's when we grab the calls. And we have a caller that's been anxiously waiting on the line and either listening or wants to talk to us. We have caller 254-5956. If your last digits end in 5956, you're on the show with EZ and Angelique on BGE Radio, powered by WTV. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Wonderful.
Hey.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kodak. I'm calling from Dallas right now. How are you, Angelique?
Hey, Kodak.
Hi. I love you. I just want to say I'm one of your biggest fans, and I hope you keep doing everything that you're doing. You're so amazing.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Of course. Have a great one. Love your radio show, by the way. Kisses.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. We love the fans. So, hey, follow us at ERICZULEY, and obviously follow Angelique. So we have a caller, 805-4922. You're on the show with EZ on BGE Radio, powered by WTV. How are you?
Good, and how are you?
Blessed and highly favored. Where are you calling from? What's your name, man?
My name is DeMario. Hi, Angelique.
Hey, what's up?
I'm actually on my way to Hollywood right now, but I just started calling to support Angelique and actually support her. I mean, any friend of Angelique is also a friend of mine, so I'm calling to support the both of you.
Oh, thank you.
I appreciate it. And you know what? While he's on the phone, we about to work on a song together, so, you know, y'all better be ready for that, because he is a dope artist and a dope producer. Like, his beats are nuts.
Really? Can you give us a beatbox or a freestyle? Give us a little taste? You're live on the radio with a lot of people listening, man. This could be syndicated to millions. Who knows?
I mean, I could do that. I could do a little freestyle for everybody.
Go ahead.
A little beatbox.
Yo. Okay. Yo. Placing on my dream, which one is mine? These people on my team, they know this time. Time, thinking, clock, I'm on it. 1, 2, 3, to the club, I'm on it. on the show with Angelique State, that is all that, yes, she is, sticking on the radio.
The radio, yeah, here we go. That was Angelique's friend, 805-492. What's your name again, man? Mario?
Mario, yes.
DeMario, all right, guys, yeah, check him out. What's your Twitter, man?
The Real Soul Bro.
And spell that, because I don't think they'll be looking.
Yeah, TheRealSoulBro.
Yeah, so follow him, you guys. The Real Soul Bro, he's hot. Hey, it was nice meeting you, man. Thanks for John being on the show. I hope you follow us, Eric Zulian, The Easy Show One on Facebook. And looking forward to meeting you.
Of course, man. Definitely.
Appreciate you.
So we are back with Angelique, and we have one more caller. We have a Vegas caller. I think 702 is Vegas. We have a 702-8548. 702-8548. How are you?
Hello, caller. Yeah,
yes.
Hello.
Hi, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Larry Davis. How you doing, Angelique?
Hey, how are you?
All right. I just want to just say hello. I saw your post and want to give you all the support. I really admire the way that you're keeping on the scene, and you're the ambassador of all the red carpet affairs, and I just want to wish you well, and hopefully they'll be discussing a new movie. I'm curious to hear about that as well.
Okay. Thank you so much. I definitely appreciate the support because you're always supporting me on my page, and it's really great to finally hear from you.
Absolutely. And I hope I see you Thanksgiving at the Laugh Factory. If you're going to appear there, I'll try to get out there in Hollywood to see you.
Okay. Yeah, we're actually working on that right now, so it looks like it's going to end up happening. So I would definitely keep you and everyone updated on that.
Great, Angelique. And all the
best. Yeah, man. Well, make sure you continue listening to the show, because we are going to be talking about that new movie and some awesome things. And I'll make sure to give my man Jamie, the owner of the Laugh Factory, a call and tell him that you're coming.
All right.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Hey, man,
thank you.
Follow us on the Easy Show One on Facebook. All right, guys, so we are back with Angelique at the Awesome Caller. Shout-outs to all the fans. Shout-outs to all the support. We love you guys. You know, we're nothing without the fans. Remember, you're listening to Easy. I'm Easy. I'm a crazy host in Hollywood. They call me the Hollywood It Guy. I connect people. I like to have fun connecting celebrities to their fans. I love hearing the fans call in and hearing it. I can actually see your smile on your face when you're calling on the show to talk to your favorite celebrity, and we appreciate the support. Love you guys. You can follow at Eric Zulli, follow Angelique Bates on Twitter, Facebook. What's your Facebook, Angelique?
Facebook, same thing, Angelique Bates. Just type that in. I have everything consistent. Same thing with my YouTube. Just type in Angelique Bates, and you're there. You're connected to me ASAP.
You're smart. See, I do the same thing. Absolutely. Yeah. So follow
right.
on Facebook. And remember, guys, you can always follow our Facebook, the ultimate Facebook, which is WTV Networks with an S on Facebook.com/WTV Networks. Same thing with Twitter, Twitter.com/WTV Networks. And we have awesome shows, and I'm funny, and I'm stupid, and people love me, and they hate me, and I really don't care. So we got Angelique. I'm real, girl. You know, everybody has the lovers and the haters, and I shout out everybody, though, because to me, I maybe people will agree with me, maybe not, but to me, haters and people that are jealous or whatever it is, they're just another click. They're just another impression, another CPM or whatever it is, you know? And
right.
That's beneficial to you.
Free promo.
Guys, so
I definitely agree.
We have Angelique Bates on the line, special guest today, Friday, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can catch our show every Friday, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and sometimes especially on Tuesdays and Thursdays with some special guests. We try to always make as much time as we can to bring out as many guests as possible. Got awesome things happening. About to talk to Angelique. About to talk to her about her new project. She's got a new movie coming out. She just did 35 and Ticking. You guys remember her from all that. She's done commercials. She's done collaborations with celebrities. She just did a great thing at QB with Bone Thugs and Harmony's Lazy Bone, the Mo Thugs family. Got great things happening. And now she's got a movie coming out. She's going to be flying out. Where are you flying out to?
To Oklahoma. Yeah, it's going to be my first time, so I'm pretty hyped about it. Oklahoma's actually been showing me love already on my Twitter, so I'm psyched. I have the lead in this movie, and it was actually brought to me on Twitter. I was tweeting somebody else, actually Will Packer, And one of his followers, who's actually, I believe, from NBC, I believe, and they hit me up and came to me with the opportunity. I couldn't turn it down, you know? It was pretty awesome. So I'm psyched. I'm supposed to be leaving.
That is freaking cool. That deserves a crowd cheer. Like, that man, you got a job on Twitter.
Believe it or not, I have gotten a lot of projects off of Twitter, and I've made a lot of great friendships off of Twitter. It's amazing. Like, social media is definitely taking over. It wasn't like this back in the day at all. But you'll be surprised. And Twitter, that's why I try to tell all my friends, and I try to tell people who are trying to get into this industry, you know, stay on the social media, stay on the Twitter. Like, don't just get a Twitter and use it every 4 or 5 months. Like, use it. That's your marketing tool. You will be very surprised at what comes off of that.
Yeah, they made it so simple. You can just do it on your phone. You get a little PDA phone. You just tweet, 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 Facebook,
right.
picture, Instagram, whatever. It's so,
exactly.
So simple. And by the way, guys, if anybody does need help with the social media, WTV does have a social media department. One of our people is actually Twitter certified and, you know, all that fun stuff. And we do the social media stuff. So if you guys need help, you can actually call us. No, I'm not going to do the call thing because I've gotten enough calls, and even my secretary jumped off a bridge the other day. So I had to find another secretary, and now we're going to do email. So you can contact us at contact@wtvnetworks.tv, and we'd love to look at your project and what you want to do, and we help brands promote on social media. So that's so cool. I mean, I've met so many people on Twitter, girl. I met the reason I'm with Washington Times is I met Carter Lee. He's one of the editors of Washington Times for the Life and Style section, and you know, he loved what I do, and he hooked me up and introduced me to the people. They liked what I did, and the next thing I know, I got an article on Washington Times, which is like the Washington Post.
Wow.
It's huge. It's ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah, anybody that's listening, man, it's a serious. Social media, I mean, all the TVs are going to social media now. If you notice, all the TVs that are coming out, they all have YouTubes on them. USB, or they have wireless interface, wireless connection. You know, the touch pads. I mean, everything's applications now. You know, you want to get an application. And by the way, we do that as well. We do have a person that's one of the top people with Apple, and they do the software development, application stuff, and all that fun stuff. But I just want to shout out all of our stuff. Even though it's my show, I should be able to do that. But I want to give the time to you, Angela. You know, you got your movie. Talk to us about the movie. You met the guy on Twitter. You got hooked up with this and everything. Now you're flying to Oklahoma. Shout-outs to everybody in Oklahoma that might be listening.
Right.
I want to go to Oklahoma, so if you want to give me a free ticket, I'll come with you. what's going on with the movie? What's the movie called? What's happening? Who's your character? Give us some details.
Right now it's untitled because according to my contract, I'm not really supposed to put too many details out there. But like I said, I am one of the leads. It's me and another guy. I'm the wife. And it's actually an inspirational movie. And I'm really all about the inspiration, especially in the time period that we're living in. It's like a lot of negative stuff that's out there. And it's a lot of stuff that's being put out on the TV and on the radio just for a buck. And it's a family-oriented film. When they give me the okay to talk more about it, I will definitely give you the scoop. You'll be the first one. But right now, like I said, the contracts and everything is still being worked out with the agent. They're still working out all the details and the nitty-gritty. And right now, all I know is that I'm leaving next month, and I'm hyped. I got my bags ready. I got everything. I'm just ready to go.
Okay, well, can you tell us, do you have any, like, relationships, some steamy scenes, or do you have any...
Well, like I did say, it's me and my husband. So, I'm married, so I am definitely in a relationship. It's not a comedy. Like I said, you know, it's definitely, it's family-oriented. It's more of a drama. But it's definitely going to be a different look because everyone's used to me doing comedy. And 35 and Ticking wasn't straight, like, stand-up comedy, but still it kind of had a serious side to it. So even when people saw me in 35 and Ticking, they were just like, whoa, wait a minute. Okay, she can actually do more. And actually, I had did a movie, like, way back in the day before I had even booked all that. But, you know, a lot of people, it was independent, so not a lot of people knew about that movie. It was called Sweet Potato Ride. And and actually two of my cast members are also in that movie. And one of them was Rashawn Noe. He did a lot of series after that. And one of my other cast members, he was actually in Baby Boy. Actually, he's the one that knocks out Tyrese. which is hilarious, and then Tyrese whoops on him. So it was comedy. But, you know, I've been doing this for a while, so I'm just really excited because this movie is definitely going to have a lot of people seeing me in a different light that are used to seeing me as Urkel or Randy and Mandy and the funny girl, you know.
Yeah,
so.
That sounds like a fun project for you, something different, and you really get to challenge your acting skills too, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, how
I get
is the script?
it's about 100, 120 pages.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah.
Nice little studio movie there. Okay. Well,
right.
Also, I'm getting a tweet from a friend of mine, guys. He's a big movie producer, guys, and he's tweeted me a couple times here. And we got to shout out a project. It's called 4 Years. It's a TV pilot, and I'm actually going to be the lead in. So I'm shouting it out because I'm going to be the lead in, and or I got to do a reading or whatever. And, you know, man, because I'm shouting out your project on the radio, I don't need to do nothing. I'm going to be in the project now because now, like, 400,000 people are going to know about the project. That's the beauty of social media is when you start getting the numbers behind you, you don't need to be – yeah, do you notice that? Like, now you don't necessarily need to be a good actor. If you have a lot of numbers behind you, they're like, oh, well, hey, they have a bunch of social media. We're going to pick them.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much. Oh, they got that blue check. All right.
Yeah,
you know, they
yeah.
got that blue check for, like, 20 followers. Yeah. I know. That's why I said social media is yeah, it's amazing. And people really have to be careful with social media. Like, you have to be careful what you put on there because everybody is watching. Every
mm-hmm.
single body.
You know, A lot of haters love social media because they want to try to sabotage you, and they'll sit there and they'll watch every little nook and cranny you have.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, I mean, they'll try to get at your people to try to sabotage you through social media.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff. So yeah, it could be positive and it could also be negative. But that's why you need to have the consulting and you need to know how to deal with social media. And you know, follow me on Twitter. That's why I've been doing social media for years. You know, I do my thing. And so you guys are listening to the BG Radio powered by WTV. This is the Who. Who's Hot show, and we show you who's hot. We help you interact with your favorite celebrities. We help the fans interact. We also have a blog. I have a blog. It's called HollywoodItGuy.com. I just posted a cool post about Tara Reid. That's a really unique post about her driving and something. You know, so go check it out. And then shout outs to Global Crucible. Global Crucible. You can follow GLOBALCRUBILE. Yeah, Global Crucible. Follow them. They're a nonprofit that actually helps other nonprofits. And actually, Angelique, you I believe, did you meet them or no? You met the Operation Healthy Africa. You came to Operation Healthy Africa, right? Okay.
Yes.
Well, you need to meet Global Crucible because they're a great charity. I'm actually their brand ambassador, spokesperson. I'm trying to help them, get their stuff out there. But mm-hmm. yeah, you know, I'm so proud of you, girl. You know, and you're wearing a lot of different hats too. Like, you know, talk to us about how you prepare yourself to wear each and every different hat. You're an artist. You're a producer. You're an actor. When are you going to become a director?
You know what? Actually, I did some directing already. I was attending college, and that was actually my major was cinematography. So I learned all that. And actually, I had a pilot. It was called Ask Angie. And it was obviously Ask Angie was about me, and it was showing like all my characters, my impersonations. And I actually directed that one. And I had a show called Talent Page for about 3 years. And I was directing, producing. I was doing all of that. Like, so I do it all. Right now, what's really been keeping me motivated and still doing all that is my kids. Cause I have
You forgot one. Well, I'm gonna let you talk about your kids. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. But you always get it when you're on my show. When you say the word "I do it" in any possible way, you have to say,
"I do it the easy way."
Yes, I didn't have to say. You know what's up. And speaking of that, guys, we're gonna be right back. We got a couple shout outs and a couple supports. We want to show that this little commercial I put together. Post your comments, tweet me, let me know what you think, and we'll be right back.
Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zulli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Jimmy from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zulli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com.
Music being loud, 808 up in the system. We just live it and party all the time. Now order some Patron and watch me lose my mind.
We're back. So my question is to you. I'm going to put you on the spot here. That last song that I just put on after those little promos, whatever, do you know who that was? And you're friends with them, actually, so he's going to be mad at you if you don't know.
Oh, did you just put me on blast like that? That was sitting there like, wait a minute. Oh, jeez.
I'll give you a hint. There's okay. Two S's in his name.
Sam Farfine.
Ah, there you go. All right, see? I didn't put you on blast.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, guys, so we just had Sam on our, not the last show, but the show before last. Sam Sarpong is one of the hosts of Ryan Seacrest's new show, which is also produced with Mark Cuban. He was the face of Ed Hardy for a long time, Tommy Hilfiger, big, big major supermodel. He was on the host on MTV's Your Mama. He's got a movie called Trigger coming out. He's done tons and tons of movies. He was just on the show. We're always giving him love because we're all friends. We're all friends doing it, whatever. But that's his new song, Lose My Mind. I always play that song because I love it. And it's, this show makes you lose your mind. Yeah.
Right.
Especially when Angelique Bates is on. So I gotta put you in the spot somehow. Let me think here. You rap. Mm-hmm. You just do riddance or you freestyle?
Freestyle, written, I do everything.
You freestyle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all have to. You know, I run into too many legends and they get on my head because, you know, my big brother is a Zulu king, so I have to stay on point at all times necessary.
Okay. Well, you know, I rap a little bit. I do a little something, pop it through. So if I pop on a beat, you know, pop on a little beat. Well, not this beat. If I pop on a little beat, you're gonna do a little something for my show for the fans. And in fact, let's do a freestyle about the fans. How about that? Let's show them that it is a freestyle. It's not just a written and scripted, and people think that, you know, we say it's a freestyle. It's an actual freestyle. I will even pick fans out of the audience that's tweeting me right now and freestyle about them. What? Yeah. I say here's a beat, here's a little beat, and I say we bust a little flow, go ahead and start it, and remember, let's go that easy show and the easy way in there somehow. Go ahead.
What? Yo, you're tuning into the easy show. It's your girl, Alize, A to the L-I-Z-A-Y, holding it down the easy way with my boy, Eric Zulli. I want to thank my fans for always holding it down for me. I got two little ones always keeping my head to the sky. Got to thank God for waking me up this morning. So if you're tuning in, go ahead and call in. Well, wait a minute, time is almost over. So let me go ahead and pass the mic to my boy, Easy, and let me show you how we do it the easy way.
The easy way, yo, they call me Easy, and I'm just here to stay with the show. I got my girl up on the line, she's my guest, but she didn't know that I could flow, and I'm like the best. Yo, it's like the crest that you want to just listen to. Me and Angelique will leave you with deja vu. We're talking to the Twitter and the followers, and I just be riffing for hours and hours, and then I be taking showers because I'm sweating so much. I just do it because you know I got the lyrical touch. Having some fun because you know I'm the one, and I have that lyrical tongue, and I got the magician, the magical stuff under my sleeve. Angelique and Easy say stuff you can't believe, and I'm just trying to keep up with her style. And you guys can go ahead and call in or just listen and smile. Yeah,
ha. Let's do the easy way.
Yeah. I can tell. I know we're gonna have those battlers. We're gonna have those rappers coming up. They're gonna be calling in, and be like, "What? I got you." What? So
girl,
if anybody
I got
thinks
you
they can, if anybody thinks they can save me and Angelique, come on, bring it. Call up. Let's go. Let's start a battle on the show. No, I'm just kidding. That was fun.
Yeah,
we gotta get some different beats though, because those are some of my older beats, but they're still hot. You know, shout outs to Mo Egger Productions, Mo Egger Music. He was one of the former NBA stars. Now he's a big producer guy. He does all of our producing with all of our music. So we'll have some fun. We'll put it together. We gotta do a song together. That was a little taste. Can't Fade Me Now, The Easy Way. Ooh.
Right.
Yeah, there it is right there. Yeah, guys, so you are listening to a wonderful show. We do this every Friday, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We just have fun. We do our thing. And we have some really cool stuff coming up. We are doing a shoot at QB Studios, the first virtual reality 3D desktop, crazy, magical, it's just ridiculous talk show. And this show is going to be kind of like, you know, a little bit of Hugh Hefner touch, so all the beautiful girls will be there. We got girls in lingerie that play basketball, lingerie basketball league. You can follow them on Twitter. I think it's called Lingerie Basketball, Lingerie B Ball. Yeah, that's their Twitter. We have a girl that does nunchucking, and she's in a bikini, and we have wonderful guests, and it's going to be crazy dancers, and we're actually looking for talents. We're going to be looking for talents, so if you guys have talent, we are going to be looking for talents. Can't tell you everything because I don't want to be stealing my ideas from my show, so I better shut up here. But it's going to be hot, and you know, shout outs to all my fans, guys. Support me here. This is my dream. I finally had my dream happen. Shout outs to QB for being a part of it. It's going to be awesome. It's also a green screen show, and I've never seen a talk show that's green screen. I haven't seen that yet. I mean, I've seen internet talk shows, but I'm talking about an actual giant 50-foot, 1,000-foot studio, real talk show with all real production and a lot of big people involved. We work with great people. Maybe we'll have Angelique doing some of that yo rapping in the background, and she'll throw Can't Fade Me Now. We'll throw a couple shout-outs for that. But, hey, you know, it's awesome having you on the show, Angelique. You know, you're one of my best friends. I really appreciate you. And I want to talk about, you know, how you introduced me to Shada Prince as well, because we went to a wonderful event. It was, I believe it was a Director's Awards thing or something. It was something at the Paley
Final
Center.
Draft. Yeah, Final Draft, I think, Awards, yeah.
Final draft, and then you introduced me to this lady that just didn't talk very much, just there, and you said that you, and what I appreciate though is you would not let me not talk to this lady. It's like, no, you don't get it. You do not get it, Easy. This is going to change your life. You have to meet this lady. You have to come right now. I don't care if you're talking to that beautiful girl right now and you're trying to holler. You have to talk to this other girl. You have
right.
to talk to this
right
lady.
Now.
You have to talk to my girl. Right now, this
right.
second. So I went and I talked to her, and it did change my life. And I have much love for now on my business team, Shada Prince. We got some awesome things happening, and possibly convention tour, big stuff with celebrities and really cool stuff happening. And we owe it all to you, Angelique. We appreciate it. Do you ever need that easy way shout out? You ever want to be whatever I can do on the whatever? Yeah, I got you. And it's on radio. It's live. I love you. Yep.
I love you too, man. I'm glad everything worked out. Both are two amazing people. I love Shada. Shada is definitely that's the woman of the hour right there. So woman of the century. It's the hour of the century. And for you two to be together, that's like, oh my gosh. People aren't even ready. They're not even ready. They don't even know. I'm not even gonna say anything else.
It's gonna be fun. Now your husband in the movie isn't gonna come kick my butt because I said I love you, is he? I'm cool.
Nah. No, it's not in the script.
Okay, cool.
He was not on the payroll.
If they did want to put me in the script and the payroll, he wants to kick my butt. Hey, I'm cool. You know, tell your people. You know, shout. You know, wink, wink. Nothing. I'm not a big traveler. I don't know about the. I mean, I would travel to Oklahoma though, because I've always wanted to check it out. Shout out to Oklahoma.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we have about 4 minutes left, guys. If anybody wants to call in, shout out to us and tweet us, whatever. We are looking at the Twitter live right now. We are live on the radio. The call-in numbers are open, 347-215-8709. That's 347-215-8709. Looking at the tweets, love you guys. Appreciate everything. Lots and lots of shout-outs. The special shout-outs to Bella Boo. Now, Angelique, you need to know about Bella Boo. I did introduce you to them on Twitter. Shout-out now.
Okay.
Go make sure you talk to Snezna. Bella Boo is a natural skincare company, skincare line.
Okay.
And they promote teen self-esteem. It's all about, it's all about teen self-esteem. That's pretty cool.
Okay. I'll definitely do that. I want to give a shout-out, though, real quick to We Feed the Hungry. It's a company that I volunteer with every week, Skid Row. We feed the homeless and the less fortunate. And I definitely want to give a shout-out to Madeisha Clothing because they've always looked out for me and my Bone Brothers. So I want to definitely give those shout-outs. Love you guys. Mwah.
Well, that's awesome. Well, we'll give them a double, triple shout-out. Madeisha Clothing. How do you spell that? L-A-D-A-S-I-A?
And then Clothing. They're on Twitter. And then We Feed the Hungry. And they've done a lot for the community.
Well, We Feed the Hungry. I mean, you know, Shada works with the Union Rescue Mission, and we're always feeding the hungry. We're always helping with that. If I can help in any way, let me know. And then also want to shout out Frederick Lamar, which is my suit designer, custom designed a new Easy suit. So if anybody wants to do it the easy way and look like Easy, this Easy suits will be done very, very soon. Sports coats and really cool stuff. Yeah. So shout out to Frederick Lamar. You can check him out at fredericklamar.com. And, any other shout outs? Any special things you want to do to your fans? Anything else? We got 2 minutes left.
You already did for Union Rescue Mission. Definitely have to give them a shout-out because I volunteer with them every year. I just volunteer. I help everybody. That's me. You know, if you need help, I'm helping. So I just want to shout out Facebook and Twitter, all my followers. You know who you are, all my Instagram followers. Erica, I definitely love you, girl, because you always be looking out for me. Dino, that's my bodyguard. He always keep me safe, and that's pretty much it. Oh, I got to shout out Phonix because he got dope beats.
Where's my shout-out?
Hold on. I got your special one, though. I got your special one.
Okay, the special one.
Yes. You, because I've known you for years and years and years. You've always been there. You've always been down. There's never been a fake moment with you, and I really appreciate that. You've always looked out. You know what I'm saying? Whenever you could, you've always looked out. If there was something going on, you always hit me. And you were like, yo, you need to be here. You need to be there. I don't care what you're doing. You've done that to me. I don't care what you're doing. Make sure that you're here such and such, such and such day. And I really want to thank you for looking out. You know, it's been what's up.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I hope that you come to the shoot on the 27th. And I have a special surprise for you, too, and all the fans with that show. And I want to shout you out. You are my girl. I got you back. You're doing big things. So we're going to close this out, guys, with her wonderful song. And, you know, post your comments. Remember, you can go to WTVNetworks.com, and you can post your comments. You can like, you can share, check out her page. We appreciate you being a guest on the show, Angelique. We'll let you get back to whatever you're doing. I know you're probably on set doing something fancy and awesome. We love you. Thank you for being on the show.
I like to. Thank you. Appreciate it.